And in that, the classic of the country, I'm Matt Coy, and I'm joined by John Leonzo. He's an associate head coach at Wright State University at this year's Classic of the Country. And John, your third or fourth time you mentioned you've been to the Classic. What's been your thoughts on the Classic? Why keep coming back?
Oh, man. High level of basketball, high level of hospitality, and right in our backyard, only a few hours away, so can't miss it.
High level of basketball. Just to talk about the basketball you've seen so far this weekend, and it's going to stand out to you.
Yeah, I always like coming here because you know that you're going to see players that you're already recruiting against other top players. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really good measuring stick to kind of see where their game is at. Competitive games, and you get a really good read on the athlete and who they are.
John, for you, Mr. Associate Head Coach, give us an idea about your coaching background. What's kind of led you to where you're at right now?
Yeah, so I'm blessed to be in my fifth year at Wright State. Carrie Hoffman's our head coach. I've worked for her my entire career. Did 5 years at Cedarville together, and now going into year five over at Wright State, which has been great. You know, I knew I wanted to get into coaching from the time I was very young. Did the manager thing as a student at Cedarville. That's how I got to know Carrie, and I've been fortunate just to be with her all this time.
That's outstanding. Now, talk about just how has recruiting changed against over the years here. Since you've been a coach here, how has that kind of evolved or changed here as you've been a coach so far?
Yeah, the biggest change that's happened in my time coaching is the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been a positive change. I like it as an assistant because anytime we miss out on a player in high school, no is not forever. It just means not yet usually.
Yeah.
You get multiple cracks at a player now, and I think that just makes the relationships that you build with them when they're in high school even more important.
I was going to ask you about that. What is the balance between recruiting a kid out of high school versus getting a kid out of the transfer portal?
Yeah, so for us, our strategy is all of our graduating seniors we want to replace with incoming freshmen. We want to recruit, retain, develop kids over a four-year time period, and then the transfer portal can just be used to fill immediate needs, or if we have somebody transfer out, we can backfill it that way. So high school recruiting is a huge part of what we do.
So in terms of recruiting here, what are some things you're looking for as far as when you're recruiting players that fit your program?
Yeah, so number one, we want to recruit really good people. So we're not just watching the game, but we're watching all the interactions on and off the floor, before the game, after the game. We want to have 13 people in our program that we know are going to represent our program well and that are also going to help create a really strong team culture. So that's thing number one. And then thing number two is just we want a very high skill level on our team, and that's both physical skill and mental skill. I think we play a fun brand of basketball that requires smarts and skill, so we're always trying to evaluate for that.
I think it's interesting thing you bring that up here because people go about talent out there. There's a lot of talented players out there, but really you have to have that high basketball IQ, right, to play at that next level.
Absolutely. It's especially to beat better teams. You know, they're going to take you out of what you do well. You need to have players that can read, react, make quick decisions, and understand how to play with other people. So that there's everything.
Now, just from you mentioned recruiting here, what are some other areas you get to besides in the Ohio area?
Oh, man. So our recruiting is generally done in the Midwest, at least in person. But we've also dabbled internationally as well. We have three students on our team right now from outside of the U.S. We have one from Nigeria, one from London, one from Sweden. So if you can play, we'll come find you.
Absolutely. Now, as far as the season's concerned, take us through how things are going this year.
Yeah, so we have interesting makeup on our team. We have three seniors. The rest of our team is very young. Right now, we're a little banged up in that senior class. So we have a lot of young guys filling in and doing a really good job. Our team is immensely competitive, extremely together, and we're having a great time battling with them.
All right, John. Well, thanks for stopping on by, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That's John Leonzo. He's an associate head coach at Wright State University at this year's Classic in the Country.